Taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over, Amanda Nunes.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is the one, the only Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated the original podcast, but never imitated straight up. My name is Pedro Fernandez, your host. I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning writer. So supposedly I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? This is your show. I open up the text lines at the top of each hour just for my listeners. Straight up, text me. You got something to talk about? Have an opinion? Think I'm wrong on something? Straight up, here's your chance. 415-275-1613. The Sports Byline text line here for Spring Talk Live Worldwide is 415-275-1613. Well, the predictable is in, of course, Virgil Ortiz, now 19-0, 19 knockouts, the kid from Dallas, Texas, of course, the welterweight sensation. I think he's the future of the welterweight division. Last night, he took on a guy by the name of Matt McKinson, who I thought was like the worst opponent you could ever have in the world of boxing. This guy fought with his head. He kept pulling his head in. He headbutted him accidentally, but it was left-hander versus right-hander, so that automatically initiates a lot of head clashes, a lot of headbutts, okay? But straight up, this guy McKinson, he fought with his head all night. I mean, Virgil had to fight like this. Smart move by Virgil Ortiz, fighting in the hands up and real tight, that kind of good stuff after getting butted. He won in the ninth round, of course, the TKO, dropping him twice. At the end of the night, he is now 19-0, 19 knockouts. The future of the welterweight division is Virgil Ortiz. Lots of things to talk about today. Of course, Don King claiming, "I've never not paid a fighter." Really? Well, that and more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. My man, Anthony, take it away. This is Ring Talk.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's back to school time, so here's a lesson in big wireless hype. Flashy phone plan deals usually don't add up to actual savings. Graduate to Straight Talk Wireless and get our Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data for just $45 a month. Plus, get a Samsung Galaxy A13 5G for only $149, all on America's best 5G networks. Unlimited data, less money, no-brainer. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. A month equals 30 days. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And I was not kidding when I talked about the warmth that I get when I come here. Will I miss the games? Well, yeah, but I can turn on the radio or the TV. I could catch the games. The people, that's what I will miss.
The great Vin Scully, voice of the Los Angeles, of course, the Brooklyn Dodgers as well. You know, when I was working in L.A. at the Z Channel, got to have some fun down there, but straight up, for a while there, I was working with Tony Hernandez, who's now the voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers. In fact, it was Hernandez and Fernandez on the Z Channel doing the boxing from Irvine, California. So anyway, I was down there one time, and I met Chick Hearn. I think I did a TV show with Chick Hearn. We did a boxing card together, and Vin Scully showed up. It was like in a post-fight dressing room type of thing, in a post-fight press conference. But Vin, I didn't meet him. I didn't shake his hand or anything. But Vin Scully was there. Chick Hearn was there. Myself, Tom Kelly, and I can't remember who else the other broadcasters were, but straight up, it was a special evening without a doubt, and we may he rest in peace. 94 years young, I'm talking about the voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Mr. Vince Scully. Now, I talked to you about Virgil Ortiz, of course, smoking Michael Minson, but he didn't smoke him the way he wanted to smoke him. Yeah, he dropped him a couple of times, and he stopped him in the ninth round, and actually, the longest he had ever went prior was eight rounds, so this ninth round was, you know, a little further as far as going, as far as his stamina was concerned, his ability to go 12 rounds. I think he can go 12 rounds. I think the kid's the real deal. A lot of people think, eh, maybe Pedro, you're jumping the gun here, but I don't think I am. Anyway, bottom line is, he was really headbutted in that first round last night. And I mean, it was like a vicious headbutt. And it kept coming and kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. And the referee, you know, he didn't want to disqualify the guy. I could see that. But it was like, it was so close. The guy just kept butting him and kept butting him. I wanted, if the guy butted me that much, I might have got disqualified. You know what for? Kicking him in the nuts. Okay, because I would have just got tired, man. You're not going to butt. No. 1, 2, 3 times. Okay, but the fourth and the fifth time you butt me, we're like in the first couple of rounds, I got to do something to retaliate because the referee is Lawrence Cole. Larry, I call him. Don't call him Larry. He'll smack you. I'll teach you that. If you call Lawrence Cole Larry, he will jump across the desk and grab you around the throat and choke you like Dick the Bruiser, the wrestler. I kid you not. But Lawrence Cole, L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E, not L-A-W, L-A-U. Anyway, Lawrence Cole is a referee. Little controversy there. Of course, I didn't think he took care of business. I thought he should have been a little bit more stricter with the guy. I thought the headbutts were coming and coming and coming. And when you get, when you headbutt a young prospect like that, suppose you scar him permanently. I mean, you know, as far as you put a gash in there that really doesn't heal and it opens up the next 10 for the next 10 fights he has and things like that. That's why it's significant to watch how you match guys as far as your matchmaking was concerned. Of course, Oscar De La Hoya and his matchmaking people thought, well, the guy's undefeated and he's safe. He's 22-0 with two knockouts. Anthony has knocked out more people, and he's never boxed in his life. Anthony has knocked out more than two people in 22 occasions. Okay, you know what I'm trying to say? He couldn't punch. He didn't have it. He like Slim and none, and Slim was out of town, like Don King says. Yeah, McKinson had no chance. Anyway, McKinson said, quote, I was never in doubt. I was never in doubt of I wasn't going to be stopped or something like that. Listen, man, you fought to survive. You fought like a punk. I thought you should have been disqualified. And had you been fighting me, I would have been disqualified because I would have kicked you in the nuts. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Maurice Hooker, remember him at one point in time? I think he had a title. Yeah, straight up. He was looking pretty good. Now 27-3, 18 knockouts. Got lit up last night by a guy that got knocked out in his last fight in Blair Cobbs. Blair Cobbs came to fight. Let me tell you, this is the way you fight tall guys. You have to inflict pain and suffering on them right away. Because if you don't, they just build up a rhythm. And before you know it, especially in my instance, because there were three-round fights, but once they get a rhythm going, a tall guy gets a rhythm going, it's hard to break the rhythm. Okay, he's got the physical advantages of you, the height, size, and the reach, okay? So you got to hurt them early. Well, you know, Maurice Hooker got hurt early. Blair Cobbs got knocked out in his last fight, got starched. But he came back, man, and he knocked him down like once in the first round, I think twice in the second round. The fight was over on points after probably two or three rounds. And Maurice Hooker, although people thought, Terrence Crawford and his trainer was there and everybody was backing him up and this and that, people thought he really had some potential to come back. Maurice Hooker is not a dedicated guy. I mean, his mind is not into the game anymore. You could tell he followed him around last night. I mean, he never cut off the ring. He just followed him around. It was like boxing one-on-one. You failed, Maurice Hooker. You failed miserably. And I think the reason why you failed so miserably is that you're shot. I mean, stick a fork in you, baby. You're just done. You are. You can't fight at 147. You're not strong enough, and you got cracked a few times last night, man. I thought maybe you were going to go to sleep, but I'll give you props for standing up. At the end of the night belonged to Blair Cobbs now, 16-1. Pretty good scores, too. I think they were 96-91. You know, they had five or six points, but it was a one-sided fight, especially with the two knockdowns, and I think I gave Hooker two or three rounds all in all. Not a good night for Maurice Hooker. He should think about retiring. Of course, Terrence Crawford has said once again in his corner, but Terrence could offer him nothing because, you know, and Big Mac in his corner as well, Terrence Crawford's trainer, you can't, again, he may have been chicken soup at one point in time, but he's not chicken soup anymore. He's like chicken spit. You can't, you know what I'm saying? In other words, when guys deteriorate, when they go over the mountain and come down the other side, that's where Maurice Hooker is right now. Hate to say it to you like that, but that's just the way it is. As far as Maurice Hooker's future is concerned, they say he maybe go back to 140 pounds or drop in weight. I don't know if a drop in weight is going to wake for him. The bottom line is he's old, he's slow, and he's shot. Absolutely no doubt about it. He is shot. Now, Don King in the news. Why is Don King in the news, Anthony? He allegedly didn't pay somebody. He always paid me. I got to say this right now. He always paid me. And when he sent me a check, it was what he was supposed to send me a check for. He never BS'd me. He never said to me, oh, Pedro, I'm running short on this promotion. Of course, I was just a small-time player, okay? But I always got paid. I always got paid by DK. We usually got paid the night of the show before we went on the air where they'd walk up to us with an envelope and they'd give us an envelope. And it was a check in there, not cash. Don doesn't pay in cash. Wink, wink. Anyway, bottom line is Don King is being blasted by Frank Warren for being dragged into this Daniel Dubois lawsuit. Of course, Daniel Dubois took on that clown Trevor Bryant, didn't he? For the WBA heavyweight title, I think it was June 11th, Miami. Of course, Trevor Bryan should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter, an athlete. He looks more like an athletic supporter than he does an athlete. Anyway, bottom line is he should have never been in any type of ring, any type of boxing ring with world-class competition. Anyway, Danny Dubois beat him, and now Dubois is saying that he never got paid. And Frank Warren, of course, is trying to say, I'm livid. You brought my name into this, you know, blah, blah, blah. You and I have been friends and professional peers and adversaries. Him and Don King have been on both sides of the fence with each other, of course. I remember that time. Don King, Frank Warren got his ass whooped by Mike Tyson. I mean, he said something to Mike Tyson when Mike Tyson was over in England like 15 years ago fighting, and Mike Tyson just beat his ass all over a hotel room. Imagine that, Mike Tyson kicking your ass in a motel room, and you're like maybe 155, 160 pounds. You're not an athlete, this and that. Frank Warren's not an athlete, he's a businessman, but he got his ass whooped that night. And Frank Warren, talk about maybe this is karma, because not only did he get his ass kicked that night by Mike Tyson, he got shot by Terry Marsh. I better put an asterisk next to that. Anyway, allegedly by Terry Marsh. Listen, Terry Marsh was a former IBF junior welterweight champion of the world. He retired, I believe, undefeated because of an injury. He was supposed to fight once beating Andy Nance out of Marin County, and that fight didn't happen. They both retired. Anyway, Terry Marsh is said to have shot Frank Warren a couple of times in point-blank range wearing a mask. Everybody sort of knew it was Terry Marsh, and Terry Marsh was brought in, and he's questioned this and that, and then he was released, and he was brought in again, and he was questioned, and he was released. I mean, I think you guys have been like questioned like 155 times on the matter, okay? They know they're pretty – I think it's him, okay? I sort of thought it was him. So Terry Marsh and I were together in London, the U.K., I guess about 10 or 15 years ago, and I get him alone. I said to him, hey, man, did you shoot Frank Warren? And he looks at me, he goes, why would you say that while he's winking his eye? What did he mean by that? I don't know. But the bottom line is Frank Warren's been shot. Now Frank Warren's being sued. He's hanging out with Don King, of course, on paper. But straight up, Frank Warren's a pretty good guy as far as comes to paying guys. I never heard him underpaying people or not paying people. Bottom line is this is the world of boxing. Guys have got to get paid. You know, people say to me, championships, championships, championships. It's not championships. This is professional boxing. You want to get paid. I bring up the case of Alex Stewart, the 1990s heavyweight. Guy wasn't going to win no title, but he could punch and he could knock out stiffs like me and Anthony. So they put him on a diet of stiffs like me and Anthony. He went like 19-0, 22-0, something like that with 22 knockouts. Then they put him in the ring with Evander Holyfield and he lost for like $500,000 or $600,000. But then he had like 10 or 15 fights where he made like, you know, $300,000-$400,000 each. So he made a lot of money. He made money. Didn't win any titles, but he made money. This is the thing in boxing that people don't seem to get nowadays. They want belts. They want trinkets. They want this. No, no, no. Get some money. Buy the house. Get yourself an annuity. I mean, straight up, you've got to look forward to the future because your boxing life, whether you want to believe it or not, is limited. I mean, the time on the show is time away from boxing. You know, you got to put it 4 or 5 years in straight, and then sort of like you start going downhill at that point in time, you know. So when you start to decline, you've got to either get out or you stay in and take punishment. And when you take punishment, you pay for it at the end. In the end, when I'm talking about residual effects, it's just not worth it. That's why I implore guys, get out while you can. You guys, I know guys like Muhammad Ali, when he should have got out after that third Frazier fight. I mean, he should have never, ever fought again after that. Never, ever, 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 ever fought again after that. But he did. Of course, the ego drove him. There's no doubt about that. I remember when, in 1980, when Ali was going to fight Larry Holmes, he went to the Mayo Clinic. And the Mayo Clinic is considered the number one medical establishment in the entire country. And they said he was unfit to fight. That's what they said. Because they sent a report to the Athletic Commission, said he couldn't take his hand, Anthony, and touch his nose. Muhammad Ali couldn't take his hand and touch his nose. But yet, they licensed him to fight Larry Holmes October 2nd, 1980. The Nevada State Athletic Commission did that. That was a bit of an atrocity. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. In about 40 minutes past the hour, we'll go to the UK and bring in, of course, boxing's goodwill ambassador, Sir Kenneth Rainford. Until then, we'll talk boxing straight up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I got a couple texts here, but I'll put the text number out there once again. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Oleg Usyk from the Ukraine taking on Anthony Joshua, the puss from the UK. August the 20th, check your local listings on Sky Sports.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is Mexican. He proud to be Mexican. September 14th is Mexican Independence Weekend, and the best fighter in Mexico will be there defending his title. Congratulations.
Emmanuel Navarrete, he's going to go August the 20th, of course, against Eduardo Baez. That's for the WBO featherweight title. Of course, one of the best fighters, pound for pound, in the entire world. He started out at 122. He was a big fighter at 122. Now he's at 126. I think he's got the size to go to 130 pounds, maybe. I sort of saw shades of Alexis Arguello in him in some fights. But the bottom line is, Emmanuel Navarrete, once beaten fighter on top in the main event, August 20th for the WBO featherweight title. Of course, August 20th, unbeaten Oleg Usyk in the rematch. Of course, Anthony Joshua, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, man from the UK, the man I had such high praise for, the man I think is a piece of... Anyway, bottom line is I don't think he's much in the world of boxing. I just don't. I think he's got a good body. I think he got himself in decent shape. I'm talking about Anthony Joshua. He's always been a good athlete, this and that, but he doesn't have the heart of a fighter. I don't think he just doesn't. I mean, you know, you watch him when he gets hit. It sort of happens when you get hit in the mouth. You see things happen in people's eyes, this and that. And what you see in Anthony Joshua's eyes are, hey, man, this just ain't for me. I mean, I like the money, this and that. Yeah, I've been heavyweight champion. I sort of like everybody saying, ooh, Anthony Joshua, AJ, and being the talk of the town in the UK and this and that. But you're not really the talk of the town in the UK. Of course, the real talk of the town is the linear world heavyweight champion, unbeaten Tyson Fury. Of course, got that one draw against Deontay Wilder. That was a bit of a heist. Of course, he lost 2 rounds. How do you lose 2 rounds, get knocked down in 2 rounds? That's 4 points. But how do you lose in a 12-round fight by losing 2 rounds, getting knocked down twice? But Tyson Fury, they called it a draw. And at the end of the day, of course, he came back and beat Deontay Wilder handily in their subsequent fights. But at the end of the day, Tyson Fury, undefeated with that draw, is the world heavyweight champion. Of course, he's talking about fighting Derek Chisora as he marks time. Basically, of course, he wants to mark time before the after the August 20th Oleg Usyk Anthony Joshua fight. He will probably take on sparring partner Derek Chisora, somebody like that, Anthony. You know, so, I mean, he needs himself a nice, easy foe to where he can go out there and look good. Although he is a world heavyweight champion, he should go out there and be kicking ass, trying to dominate people, make it look really good. But I just don't think that Tyson Fury's heart is really in this anymore. I remember initially I taped him 3 or 4 years ago when he was on cocaine and this kind of stuff, talking about, you know, I only boxed, I get a few quid and things like that, blah, blah, blah. It's only for the money. And I think it's gotten to the point where now it is only for the money as far as Tyson Fury is concerned. I don't think he has the fire in his belly anymore. For, speaking of belly, of course, he's the only heavyweight champion in the history that's got a bigger belly than he does a chest. A wider waist than he does, a bigger ass than he does shoulders. I mean, his ass is wider than his shoulders. I mean, talk about it. Somebody that's physically a freak, that is Tyson Fury. Of course, 6'9", 6'10". People don't know how tall he really is. He has different heights. Some say he's 6'7". Bottom line is, he is the biggest world heavyweight champion I think that we've ever seen. And I think that he's not going to get beat unless he beats himself. So I'm looking at the current heavyweight crop, and there's not anybody coming up that would scare me if I was Tyson Fury. I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, Oleg Usyk, yeah, Usyk might be able to outbox him to an extent. But, you know, Tyson Fury is so much bigger than Oleg Usyk. I just think he would just, like, manhandle him. I mean, with that type of size differential, I think that Tyson Fury would just manhandle him. I mean, we're talking about a guy that walks around maybe around, you know, close to 300 pounds, comes down to, like, 265 to fight, 260 to fight. And, you know, the other guy's walking around about 210 pounds, 215 pounds, 220 pounds, and that's max. That's him. For Oleg Usyk has a size disadvantage against him, but outside of that, I think he's got all the advantages. He is the Pernell Whitaker of the heavyweight division. He can he's left-handed. He can faint you out. He faints you out of your pants. I mean, listen, heavyweights take a long time to react. They just do. So when you faint them, it's like, whoa. It's like they react sometimes in slow motion. So Anthony Joshua reacting to those feints, he couldn't deal with them. He just couldn't deal with him. He won't be able to deal with him the second time. Like Kenny Rather, I think that my guest on my next segment, of course, the UK's Sir Kenneth Rainford, boxing ambassador of goodwill from the United Kingdom, the Queen's very own. I think he'll tell you that if you ever fought a guy the second time, I fought three guys that I beat the first time that I beat the second time. I never lost to a guy in a rematch, okay? And I think the reason why was, A, you won the first time, and then you went out there and you just dominated the second time. I mean, it's like, come on, he wants to fight me again? You got to be kidding me. And, of course, the only rematch I ever wanted in my life was when Juan Rodriguez beat me over there in Richmond, California. That was an upset. Frank Maldonado set me up. I didn't train too hard for that. I wasn't scared of him. I was kicking his ass in the gym. I was owning him in the gym. In fact, they should have arrested me for physical assault in the gym. I was beating up Juan so bad. Guess what happened? The bell rang. I walked across the ring, and he cracked me so hard I couldn't believe it. Bottom line, I said to myself, is this the same guy who was kicking his ass in the gym? Overconfident. No fear. You've got to have fear in the world of boxing. I wasn't fearing that without a doubt. Looks like that Bridgerweight title, of course, that 225-pound title the WBC has invoked to go between cruiserweight, 200 pounds, and heavyweight. Of course, the unlimited limit of the heavyweight division is like 500 pounds. I guess if you weigh that, you could be the heavyweight champion of the world. But the bottom line is Oscar Rivas, the champion, and Lukasz Rozanski has been canceled for August the 13th. Of course, the 20th, Oleg Usyk and Anthony Joshua. Joshua, listen, they are pumping this guy so hard on television in the UK, it's getting me sick. And last night, The Zone went into these Anthony Joshua. Listen, Anthony Joshua, he lost the last fight. He got his ass whooped by a smaller guy. Before that, he got bitch slapped by a fat man. Come on, man, you got to be kidding me. To lose to Andy Ruiz, and then you come back and you beat a 300-pound Andy Ruiz. I'm back, and he's flexing his muscles, that kind of. You got to be kidding me. If you ever been BS'd, I think you're being BS'd. I think the entire Anthony Joshua thing is BS. And yes, blame me to some extent, because when he won the Olympics in 2012, I said to myself, well, he's a late bloomer to boxing, but maybe he'll be the exception to the rule. Maybe he'll be the exception to the rule, and not one of these guys that flakes out or punks out when he gets hit on the chin or has to go long and deep into a fight and this and that. And he's proved it. You know, he went, listen, 317 pounds is what Andy Ruiz weighed when he started training for the Joshua rematch. Do you think he should have even been allowed in the ring at 283 pounds, whatever his weight was? Do you think he should have been? I mean, come on. In any other sport, he would have been deemed unfit to participate. But in the world of boxing, they have that exception. They let that fat pig fight that night. And I didn't think that was cool, but they let him fight. And then Anthony Joshua goes out there and gangster slaps him for 12 rounds. No surprise there. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you're just like beating up Hazel the maid. I mean, come on. I mean, there's no, but yet he's bragging about that. I saw the special last night on The Zone, you know, and I came back and I took care of business with Andy Ruiz. Listen, you lost to the fat man to begin with. You shouldn't have lost to him to begin with, but you did. And to have to go back and win a rematch and then brag about beating a 317-pound guy when he starts training, about beating a guy that's not obese, not fat. He's like, he's that and more. I mean, 317 pounds. Okay, and Anthony Joshua is bragging about that. So I'm hoping the August 20th that the end of Anthony Joshua comes. Of course, the promoters are hoping to God that, Anthony Joshua wins here. I mean, they're blowing this guy like you wouldn't believe. Oh, getting me sick. Makes me want to spit. Anyway, Oleg Usyk getting absolutely no respect, even though he won the fight going away, the first fight going away. He won it on points going away. Does Anthony Joshua have to stop Oleg Usyk to win? I don't know if he has to stop him, but he just has to dominate the smaller guy, and I don't think he has the ability to do it. And the reason why? Speed. Speed kills. Speed, of course, I used to say size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Here is an instance where I think size will work against Anthony Joshua. I think that Oleg Usyk will be able to work his way inside with some of them right hooks to the body and the head. He'll commit himself to working that body. I think he's going to commit himself to working Joshua's body. And once you get Joshua's hands to come down a little bit, guess what, baby? We're coming up topside, and we're going to knock you out. Anthony Joshua, I think, is going to lose this fight hands down. If he gets stopped, I think it'll be a statement, a feather in the cap of Oleg Usyk. Of course, a kid from Ukraine. Not a kid, 32 years old, I believe, but he's fighting with a lot of pressure on him. His country's been invaded by Russia, and, you know, he's the man. Vasyl Lomachenko was like the man before that in Ukraine. Of course, he lost his lightweight championship to Teofimo Lopez, who lost to George Kambosos, who lost to Devin Haney. Speaking of Devin Haney and George Kambosos, they're going to do that again in October in Australia, in Melbourne, Australia. But, hey, how many suckers are there in Australia that will buy that fight a second time? I mean, are you what compels you to want to do that? I mean, Devin Haney, I mean, it was such a one-sided fight, man. It was like, you can't get more one-sided than that. And you want to see it again? You're a glutton for punishment. I'm talking about Australian boxing. As far as George Kambosos was concerned, he was a straight-up flake. Scored a one-time knockout. That was a fluke. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, Sir Kenneth Rainford from the UK.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
And Slim was talking about Matthew McKenzie. Michael McKenzie, of course, last night failing miserably, absolutely miserably against Virgil Ortiz. The fact that he used that head over and over again as a weapon, I thought it was a bad night for both guys involved. Of course, Virgil winning in the ninth round. But guys that butt me, I got a problem with that. And I think everybody else should as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Let's keep it real. Let's go to the UK and bring my man on Skype. I'm talking about Sir Kenneth Rainford, boxing's goodwill ambassador from the UK. And how are you today, sir?
I'm good. God woke me up this morning.
Okay, so how's the Queen this morning? Would she, you and her have a conversation or what?
No, we haven't spoke this morning. Okay. Not today, Sunday.
Just checking with you. Hey, well, listen, Kenny, first of all, I want to welcome you to the show. How's your daughter and the pony doing?
They're all doing good. They're all doing good.
All right, that's good. All right, Anthony Joshua's really being pushed hard over here for this August 20th rematch with Oleg Usyk. They aren't even mentioning Oleg Usyk in any of the promos. It's like the guy doesn't exist. It's like there's only one guy in the fight. I mean, are they doing this in the UK too?
Obviously, they're promoting the Sky, who've got the live rights to it. They're pushing for a Joshua win. I mean, I've seen some footage of Usyk. He looks to me like he's in shape and he's confident. But like you say, the pushing, they're almost reading it like a foregone conclusion that Joshua's going to win the rematch.
What? You had rematches with guys. Did they ever beat you? Kenny?
Sorry, yeah?
I said, when you had rematches with guys, when you fought guys a second time, did they ever beat you?
No, not at all. And you know, if I felt that I was going to lose a rematch after getting a win, you wouldn't have gotten the rematch.
No, what I meant was the guys that I fought three guys a second time, and I beat those guys more decisively the second time than I did the first time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if everything's on the level and you beat a guy, it just gets easier and easier.
Okay, so I think it should be easier for Usyk, especially the fact that he throws those feints, those left-handed Pernell Whitaker-like feints at Joshua, and when Joshua reacts, it takes him so long to react and unreact, he's been punched.
Yeah. The more I think about it, I can't see if everything's on the level. I just can't see how Usyk can lose.
Okay, now Tyson Fury, of course, the linear world heavyweight champion, undefeated lad with that draw I mentioned a little earlier, that atrocity of a draw with Deontay Wilder. Is he gonna like spend some time with Derek Chisora and make Derek Chisora a rich guy before he gets out, or what?
Yeah, that's the talk. That's the talk at the moment. That you know they're gonna fight Chisora. They've also got this freak of nature, the Viking, who's throwing out challenges here, there, and everywhere.
No. You're blowing my mind here. The Viking, what are you talking about?
There's this guy, he calls himself the Viking. He's just a real big, tough guy, and he's like an internet troll that just basically, you know, shouts out different people, you know.
Hey, speaking of internet guys, you know, I like Jake Paul, and I'm not trying to say he's going to be the next world champion, but the fact, Kenny, you and I know, he sold 14,000 tickets in 2 hours in Cleveland. You got to give, when a guy sells that kind of tickets and he pays the undercard the kind of money that he pays him, it was unbelievable. That last undercard, he gave him an extra $1 million and told him to split it up, that last undercard he did. So this undercard that was canceled, he's agreed to pay the fighters. I mean, yeah. Well, that's class.
Yeah, he's starting to shine a bit and show this class. You know, you got to take your hat off to him. You know, initially we were all, what's this goofball doing? But, you know, now he's showing a bit of class about himself.
You know, the fact that Amanda Serrano, of course, it was a long time draw around New York City, but the most she'd ever make was like 15 or 20 grand. He gets her in a fight. He gets a fight on her card. He gives her 250 grand for the fight. And then in her next fight, she takes the girl from Ireland, Lori, whatever her name is, and they go, and she makes almost $1 million. So because of Jake Paul, she made money. I mean, he's spreading this money around. I don't ever remember my buddy Mike Tyson or Larry Holmes or George Foreman, anybody like that, throwing money at the undercard. Do you?
No, they wanted it all for themselves and still do.
Okay. All right. Big. Speaking of, let's go back to Don King just for a minute over here. Don King, of course, in legal issues with Frank Warren now and Danny Dubois. How about this one, man? I mean, Frank Warren just put it out yesterday. He said, the money hasn't been paid yet, Warren told IFL TV. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this. This is what King does. He'll drag this off for years if he has his way. What should then happen if he doesn't pay? They should take away his license. If he promotes another show, they should take his license off him. And I'm sure under the Florida, because the state commission is appointed by the government, it's not like the Boxing Board of Control, which is a self-appointed body. It's a state-appointed body. I know they have legal. Man, you got to be kidding me. The Florida Athletic Commission is the most corrupt athletic commission in the world.
Yeah.
So to look to them to some type of Don King moved to Florida. He told me he moved to Florida one day. It slipped out. I said, DK, I said, did you move to Florida because of legal reasons? He goes, hell yeah, man. He goes, they got a harder time suing my ass down here in Florida than they did in New York. That's why he moved there. The tax reasons and the fact he couldn't get sued very easily.
Yeah.
And now he's not. He paid me when I worked for him, but him not paying people, that's sort of like we've known that for a long time. Right?
It's crazy because it's not like he hasn't got the money.
You know what? I wonder if he has the money, and I'm going to tell you why. He put up $350,000 of antique silver dollars, okay, from the United States. I think they're worth about 15 or 20 bucks a piece. But he put them up as collateral, and the government kept them as $350,000. And when they returned it to him, they only gave him $350,000. If I think he put this up as some type of a deposit against that Ricardo Mayorga lawsuit a few years ago. But the bottom line is he gave up his silver dollar connection, and he gave up like $6 or $7 million, and it was for like 350 grand. So he's not the brilliant guy he once was. Can you see the business flaw there?
Oh yeah. And there was always the speculation. You know, was Don King ever using his own money? You know, dating back from the Chuck Wepner fight. You know, he was always using other people's money initially, but then people have surmised that he'd made all these millions, and it was Don King that was solely, you know, funding these great cards that he used to put on years ago.
Okay, and when Joseph Parker had the WBO heavyweight title. About 5-6 years ago, something like that. Anyway, I went to King, and I said to him, Don, I said, call me up. I said, we need to talk. He said, okay. So he calls me. He said, what's up, Pedro? I said, listen, I've got a scheme. I said, a way you can get back into the heavyweight title picture. I said, I think it'll cost you less than $2.5 million. He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, the Joseph Parker heavyweight title bid's coming up, and the WBA title bid's coming up. And I heard somebody saying that the bids are going to be about $1.3 to $1.6 million. I think eventually the bid was like $1.9. Okay. Anyway, so I said, you need to jump in on this. I said, you jump right back into the heavyweight picture. Don King, because Joseph Parker, they're going to want Anthony Joshua, one of those guys, are going to want to fight him and unify, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I had all kinds of good reasons for him, and he didn't do it. And it was the easiest opportunity he ever had to get back into the heavyweight title game, and he didn't do it. And then when he came up with $350,000 in silver dollars, which were, like I said, worth $6 million, why would you give up that? You know, something's wrong there. He didn't have the cash. He obviously didn't have the money, because he had to come up with his coin collection.
Yeah. Yeah, something's not right. And you know what? The crazy thing is, in the UK at the moment, Don King is in big demand to come over. I know he's 90. I think he's 90 years of age now.
Yeah.
There's big demand for a promoter over here to bring him over on an after dinner circuit, and Don King will sell endless amounts of tickets here. For some reason, everyone just wants to meet him and get a photograph taken with him and listen to his story.
Yeah. You know, I've heard his story so many times. I admire the man. He rose from poverty. Of course, he was a Cleveland's numbers runner in the 50s, of course. And then, of course, he went to jail in 1968 for murder. And, of course, he was pardoned by the governor for a reported bribe of $250,000, of course. And once he was pardoned, he was able to travel throughout the world without any restrictions. You realize if that murder rap was against him, he couldn't travel. He'd never leave New York.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, he had to get that pardon to get all over the world. He's been to the Philippines. He's been everywhere that you're not supposed to be if you've been convicted of a crime. He has. He really has. Is this the end of him? I mean, he's screwed. Is he screwed his last person here at 90, you think? Is this finally, are we done with Don King?
I just can't see him ever coming back. I really can't. I just can't see it.
Okay. Somebody just shot me a text here. What is Kenny? Kenny, do you think Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis are going to fight this year?
Oof, again, down to TV and money. It's like anything else. It's not about what happened years ago where the best fought the best. It's all about managerial contracts. It's all about TV money, purse money.
But it boils down to ego, because the Manny Pacquiao that went into Bob Arum 7 years ago said, "You get me the Mayweather fight or I'm walking," he'd have got him the Mayweather fight then.
Yeah.
Hear what I'm saying? But fighters don't do that.
No, they don't. They don't. Well, you know, you heard it out of Frank Warren with Parker and you know, this fight coming up. You know, there's that much arguing and bickering and over purse, over TV money, over this, over that. It's not like they need managers anymore. They need Philadelphia lawyers to sort these contracts.
You know, speaking of Frank Warren, if ever there was a guy that's lucky to be alive, it's Frank Warren. Am I right?
Oh, man, he's definitely got an angel on his shoulder.
He got shot by Terry Marsh, allegedly by Terry Marsh. I told you what Terry Marsh told me when I asked him, "Did you shoot Frank Warren?" I told you that one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of me. Now, I wouldn't shoot Frank Warren. His eyes were winking. He was winking both eyes at me. I didn't know what he meant. I didn't know what he meant. Why would I shoot Frank Warren? But the guy looked exactly like Terry Marsh. He had the body of Terry Marsh. He looked exactly like Terry Marsh. So the bottom line is, in my mind, I think Terry Marsh did. Of course, and then Mike Tyson bounced him all over that hotel room.
Yep, I was there that day.
Were you? How did Frank look afterwards? Did he need a few stitches?
Oh, he looked shocking. He looked like he'd seen a ghost.
Bottom line is Mike Tyson still making waves on the internet, this and that. You know what's funny is that we look back at him, of course, the destructive force that he was, but like Ali said, how long will he last? He was really like a bleep. He only lasted a year and a half, almost 2 years as champion. Not that long. Why do we go back and look at him and revere him the way we are? Because of those quick knockouts?
Well, age was the thing. He was such a young guy, such a big guy for his age. And it was an image, you know. They Jim Jacobs manipulated the press, the TV, absolutely perfectly for Mike. And you know, these young kids who were getting into boxing saw this rampaging bull of a man, you know, beating everyone up. But you know what? The blueprint to beat Mike Tyson was very early in his career. It was before he was world champion. A guy by the name of James Quick Tillis put the blueprint together.
Well, I think we lost Kenny there. Kenny, have a great week. Kiss the daughter. Kiss your wife. We'll talk real soon. Sir Kenneth Rainford, of course, boxing's ambassador of goodwill from the UK. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power to the break.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's the thing. There's so many stuff. There's so much stuff to worry about. You know, the more you know, the more you don't know. And you know, like a lot of people be telling me, Dave, you know, you just got to relax. The racism thing be bugging you too much. Have you ever had something happen that was so racist that you didn't even get mad? You were just like, God damn, that was racist. I mean, it was so blatant. You were just like, wow. Like, it almost like it didn't even happen to you. It was like a f***ing movie. That was like he was watching Mississippi Burning. Wow. That happened to me. I was in Mississippi. I was in Mississippi doing a show, and I go to the restaurant to order some food, and I say to the guy, I say, I would like to have, and before I even finish my sentence, he says, the chicken! I could not believe it. Could not believe that. This man was absolutely right. I said, how did he know that I was going to get some chicken? I asked him, I said, how you know that? How did you know I was going to get some chicken? He looked at me like I was crazy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Now, everybody knew as soon as you walked through the goddamn door, you're going to get some chicken. It is no secret down here that blacks and chickens are quite fond of one another. Then I finally understood what he was saying and I got upset. I wasn't even mad, I was just upset. I wasn't ready to hear that. All these years, I thought I liked chicken because it was delicious. Turns out I'm genetically predisposed to liking chicken. I said, why? I got no say in the man.
The great Dave Chappelle. What can I say? One of a kind, no doubt about that. The heavyweight champion of current comedians, I think, in my mind, without a doubt. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, this is hour number one of two. Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217. We're live, we're delayed, sportsbyline.com, iTunes.com, Stitcher.com. I can keep going and going. There's all kinds of different internet platforms that Ring Talk Live Worldwide is available on. Of course, you can always catch us live on sportsbyline.com. Now, we're doing a live stream on Twitch.tv. Tune in for free. Twitch.tv, of course, the Sports Byline USA channel. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. On Tuesdays, you can catch us on the Veev TV network coming to us out of Dallas, Texas. So we're all over the place as far as Ring Talk Live worldwide is concerned, and we're glad to take you along for the ride. Straight up, don't forget, Ring Talk returns after the biased and racist news. Straight up, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide forthcoming after the news. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Thank you so much for listening to hour number one. Stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide as I continue to take apart the world of professional boxing. Happy!
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. An Oklahoma City man fatally shot his three young children, then shot and killed himself early Saturday. A person jogging or walking called police after spotting the four bodies in a vehicle in a northwest Oklahoma City neighborhood about 7:30 Saturday morning, according to Captain Michelle Henderson. Henderson said police had been searching for a man and his son since shortly before 4:30 that morning after learning that he had taken the children and made concerning statements about their well-being. Ann Hayes remains hospitalized and in intensive care after a car she was driving crashed into a residence and became engulfed in flames. She has severe burns and has a long recovery ahead of her. Her team and her family are still trying to process what led up to the crash. The vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed when it ran off the road and collided with a residence, according to a Los Angeles public information officer. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their healthcare, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre at Friday's press briefing said Texas Governor Greg Abbott is playing a costly political game with his constituents' money by chartering buses and sending migrants out of state. Friday, migrants arrived at New York City's Port Authority. Abbott, a Republican, defends the busing policy, saying it's necessary because Texans are less safe because of what he says is the Biden administration's open border policy. A federal judge sentenced a West Virginia man to 3 years in prison for sending intimidating emails to Anthony Fauci, including threats to kill the United States' top infectious disease official over his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes in Greenbelt, Maryland, on Thursday sentenced Thomas Conley, Jr., 56, of Snowshoe, West Virginia, to 37 months in federal prison and another 3 years of supervised release. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Supporters of a recreational marijuana initiative have asked the Arkansas Supreme Court to order election officials to put their measure on the November ballot. Responsible Growth Arkansas asked the court on Thursday to reverse the State Board of Election Commissioner's rejection of the popular name and ballot title for the proposed constitutional amendment. The group had submitted more than enough signatures to qualify, but the proposal also needed the approval of the board to appear on the ballot. Remember, quality is job one? Josh Halliburton joined Ford Motor Company in January to help improve its shaky quality record. Within months, it was clear how big a challenge he faced. In May, the auto giant recalled some Ford Expeditions and Lincoln Navigators after reports of fires while vehicles were parked. In June, it recalled roughly 49,000 Mustang Mach-E electric SUVs over concerns that the battery contactors could overheat and cause the vehicle to lose power. In the first 7 months of the year, Ford had 46 separate safety recalls on 6.8 million vehicles, more than any other U.S. automaker. That's not good enough, said Mr. Halliburton, Ford's newly hired executive director of quality. We want to be a quality leader. And police in Georgia are looking for a suspected shoplifter who looks like actor Bradley Cooper. The man's accused of stealing a Bosch rotary laser kit from a Home Depot store last month in McDonough, about 30 miles southeast of Atlanta. I'm Tony Maruso, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champ, was ranked nationally as a boxer here in the United States, and I'm an award-winning writer. So straight up, I know a little bit about boxing. At least I think I do. My ego's pretty big. If you think you know more, I give you the text line. You can text us here in the studio and rip me up. Say whatever you want. Bottom line is, you got an opinion, let it rip. Text line here in the studio, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 415-275-1613. Of course, last night, wow, what could I say? The kid overcame a severe headbutt. I'm talking about Virgil Ortiz. Virgil with an E, V-E-R-G-I-L. Virgil Ortiz, 19-0, 19 knockouts. Of course, come to us out of Dallas, Texas now. Went into the ninth round for the first time in his life. The furthest he went prior was the eighth round, straight up. The guy that he fought last night should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter. I'm just not in the guy's head, but I mean, I'm really, really down on him. I'm just not. Because when you find a guy that's headbutting, you have absolutely no control over anything. It's like his head's coming at you. There's like Evander Holyfield, when he butted Mike Tyson in that bite fight, everybody thought, oh God, why did Mike Tyson bite him? Because Evander Holyfield butted him on purpose. When you butt somebody on purpose, I had a guy butt me one time, I saw stars. I only saw stars one time from a punch. Straight up, butting's the worst. Anyway, we'll talk about boxing in depth for the next hour. Open phone lines if you like. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Yes, I might even go into the Harold Smith story this hour. And we'll look at Roberto Duran, the greatest lightweight of all time.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
In my humble estimation, I think when you develop the judgment that when you decided that kid's had enough that day, then stop it. And I guess my final comment about that would be the great Arthur McCanty Sr. stopped a fight one time, and the kid looked at him, and, you know, these fighters are professional athletes. They stop. I mean, they get hurt. They're absolutely helpless. You stop and hold them for a couple of seconds. They recover like that. And the next thing you know, they're looking at you going, geez, I want to fight some more, because that's their nature. They're warriors. And this kid looked at Arthur McCanty and said, come on, ref, let me go back. I got some more. And Arthur McCanty said the perfect statement when he said, I know you do, son, but not tonight.
The great Pat Russell, referee extraordinaire, former, I believe, district attorney's investigator and policeman out of San Diego, California. He's retired as a referee, still judging fights. Straight shooter, no doubt about that, my man Pat Russell. Talking about, of course, the great Arthur McCanty. Arthur McCanty Sr. was the referee of the first Joe Frazier-Muhammad Ali fight, March 8, 1971. I thought he was one of the best referees of all time. He was one of the most honest and disciplined men I've ever met in my entire life. He was doing sit-ups and push-ups well into his 70s. In fact, I'll tell a little sad story. It wasn't really sad. It wasn't funny either, but it was a pain in the stomach for Arthur McCanty. Arthur bragged about, you know, doing all his pull-ups. In fact, Arthur had a rule in his house. If you walked through a certain door, you had to do 10 pull-ups. He had a pull-up bar above the door. So that's how inspired, of course, the Mercanti family was. Anyway, Arthur was in shape, as you know, 68, 70 years old, pretty good shape, this and that. So he was talking in front of Bonecrusher Smith about doing all these sit-ups. He said he had his stomach a rock, this and that. And his attention got turned away. He looked the other way, and Bonecrusher Smith hit him in the stomach, almost killed him.
almost killed him. I mean, but he's a 70-year-old man laying on the floor from a body shot from the former world heavyweight champion who thought he was playing around. Anyway, bottom line is Bone Crusher, Bone Hugger, of course, when he fought Mike Tyson. I called him Bone Hugger. Why do you know, remember when he fought Mike Tyson at the Las Vegas Hilton? The Outdoors, of course, that was on HBO. I'll never forget how... how he held and held and held and held Tyson. Tyson was a shorter guy. He held Tyson the whole fight. And then in the last round, he opened up and he wobbled Mike Tyson. I mean, come on, you got to try against these guys. That pissed me off when I used to watch guys going in against Mike Tyson and be totally defeated before they started. Unlike Buster Douglas, of course, the 37-1 favorite, who said, I'm not going to be scared. My mother died a couple of weeks ago. I'm in the best shape of my life. And yes, Buster Douglas was in the best shape of his life that night. I had talked to him. In fact, I was one of the few guys that interviewed him prior to him challenging for the World Heavyweight Championship, because I was told by a great writer, Hall of Fame writer, Jack Fisk, and by boxing historian Hank Kaplan as well, that I needed to interview everybody challenging for the World Heavyweight Championship, the linear World Heavyweight Championship. If I was a boxing journalist, I needed to interview these guys. He goes, slim and none, no chance, blah, blah, blah. You know, Buster Douglas, a 40-1 underdog. Nobody bet on him except Ron Borges of the Boston Globe, the boxing writer who stole a lot of my lines over the year. But the bottom line is Ron bet, I think, a grand or something like that on Buster and got like 35 grand back or something like that, more power to him. Anyway, James Buster Douglas wasn't scared that night. There were other guys that walked in the ring against Mike Tyson that sort of lost their, how could I put it? How do you say they pooped in their pants in the middle of the ring? But one guy did, and I think it was Alex Stewart, because if you look at the Alex Stewart-Mike Tyson fight that took place in Atlantic City, you see people in the ring going like this with their hands, like sharing, like blowing the wind back and forth in front of them. But bottom line is, why would they be doing that unless somebody lost it? Yes, Mike Tyson will do that to you. In fact, if Mike Tyson scared you, he had you beat. I mean, think about that. He was a 5'9", 5'9", maybe 5'9 and a half, 5'10", I don't think so. He was short. He was easy to beat, but you had to box him. I mean, Henry Tillman wasn't the greatest fighter of all time. He couldn't beat Mike Tyson as a pro, but he beat him twice in the amateurs, even though he got knocked down one time. But he beat him twice in the amateurs. The game plan is just to box Mike Tyson, work off the jab, not be afraid to throw double and triple jabs and things like that. You've got to commit yourself, but you've got to stay safe at the same time. You've got to be busy. You got to make Mike Tyson think. And, of course, James Buster Douglas was making him think from the start over there in Tokyo. Of course, Mike Tyson got knocked down by an sparring partner, by my ex-buddy Greg Page. He got knocked down by that club fighter, Mike Jameson from San Jose. So things weren't looking good for Mike Tyson going into the Buster Douglas fight. 34-1, 38-1 favorite, call it what you want. Of course, he was hanging out with geisha girls. And, you know, geisha girls, they weren't dancing with him. You weren't coming from. Mike was over there. He was like, Mike was like a plumber. Mike went to, Mike was laying more pipe than a plumber could in Japan. He just was. I mean, that's what he was doing. That's what Mike was all about. Mike was about a sexual freak. He was. Some hooker told me that had allegedly had sex with both him and Lennox Lewis. Not at the same time, okay? But allegedly had sex with both him and Lennox Lewis. Said that Lennox was a gentleman, but Mike Tyson was a freak. And then Mike Tyson was like, she goes, I'll never forget mine. I said, well, you forget Lennox? Well, not really, but, you know, it was just a little bit different. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, Mike was a heavyweight champion of freak. So more power to him there, but that's what the hookers told me as far as Mike Tyson, of course, him as a fighter is concerned. But Mike Tyson, the human being, of course, he was beaten up by Robin Gibbons, man. That girl took advantage of him. Of course, I'm talking about R-O-B-B-I-N apostrophe. That's the way I spelled her name, and I got in trouble legally. I didn't get in trouble legally. They sent me a cease and desist letter. You know what I said to that? Can you see the finger? Anyway, the bottom line is they sent me a cease and desist letter because I was writing for a national publication, and I said that Robin Gibbons, R-O-B-I-N, Gibbons, G-I-V-E-N-S, okay, Robin's name was really R-O-B-B-I-N apostrophe, short for robbing, because I thought she was robbing Mike Tyson. Listen to this. She shows up to Mike Tyson's first date. Mike Tyson hasn't even got, he hasn't even got a whiff of it yet. He hasn't seen her breasts. He hasn't kissed her, nothing like this. So she shows up for the first date with an accountant, two accountants, a publicist, a lawyer, and her mother. I mean, come on, the first date? I'm looking to get lucky on the first date, maybe, you know? Not son. Hey, why are the lawyers here? Why are the people? But Mike was so in love, you know. I didn't know. Because, you know, Mike admitted on the show many times in the past that his whole exposure to women and things like that, where he sort of like got off on hookers. I mean, that's what he did. He said that most of the men in his life that he admired were pimps. You know, that's where I guess, you know, you come from, you're a bad boy from Bensonhurst, that kind of good stuff. I guess that rolls. Pimps are cool. But the bottom line is, now, it's been like a metamorphosis. The Mike Tyson of 2022, yeah, he smokes a lot of weed. I mean, he's really mellow. He's got his own weed brand. He's been married to that doctor now for, I guess, about 8 or 10 years. And she's got him grounded. I mean, he's grounded. I don't know if he's on medication or anything like that. But I remember when Robin Gibbons had him on those lithiums and all that other BS that he was on. That sort of messed him up without a doubt. I mean, come on, man. That's not cool. Anyway, but that's what Robin was all about, just controlling his ass. So anyway, he's got the new wife. And then he had the kid with the new wife. And then the kid died tragically when the exercise machine, you know, that jogging machine. So I think she turned it on and she got her head caught in it or something like that. But the bottom line is she died tragically in his Arizona home. So Mike's had his share of tragedy. I mean, he really has. Over the years, he just really has. Hasn't been a free ride for Mike Tyson. And for those of you that think his life is easy, you've heard him say it in the past. You wouldn't want to wish to be that dude. You just wouldn't. I remember when he went to prison that time for the rape of Desiree Washington. He was convicted for that rape. Of course, I, being a former police officer and a licensed private investigator, and somebody that reads court transcripts, I read the transcripts. None of the other reporters in the country read the transcripts. None of them, because they don't know. Because they're ignorant. You know, this. Hey, what happened in the trial? No. You know what happened in the trial. He was found guilty of raping Desiree Washington, I think, in Indianapolis, Indiana. But his lawyer was a bankruptcy lawyer that Don King hired. But in addition to having a bad lawyer, okay, I mean, they just sort of screwed up the entire evidence. I mean, here's what's up. I don't want to get into Desiree Washington, Desiree's sexual affairs, this and that, but I think she deserves to be called out here on the carpet. And I'll tell you why. Because reasonable doubt is a player. Think about this. She goes up to Mike Tyson's room with him, and they're rubbing around on the bed. No, they're sitting on the couch. We're not sitting at the bar. We're rubbing and rolling around on his bed with Mike Tyson being the aggressive sexual freak that he is, I just described, okay? So he's going absolutely berserk on the bed, and she says, oh, I need a little time out, so I got to use the women's room. So she gets up, and she goes into the ladies' room, and she leaves her panty shield on the sink board. In other words, the only thing preventing her from being penetrated, she removed. And then she went out, and she alleged that Mike Tyson raped her at that point in time. You know, that's where reasonable doubt comes into it. So what I'm trying to tell you is, Mike's talked about maybe he sexually assaulted her. He's talked, one day he said he did it, one day he said he didn't do it. But the bottom line is, that's the reasonable doubt. I think they should have acquitted Mike Tyson in that trial down there in Indianapolis. And had he had a competent attorney, I think they would have done that. I mean, think about that. She has her panty shield on, because why were you wearing your panty shield, Miss Washington? Quote, because I was spotting on my period, end quote. So she goes into the bathroom. They're getting all funky on the bed. They're getting all fresh and funky on the bed. She goes into the bathroom. She takes her panty shield off. She doesn't throw it away. She doesn't flush it down the toilet. She doesn't throw it in the garbage. She puts it on the sink board so she can come back and use it again. Why did she need to take that out? Why did she need to take that off if she wasn't thinking about having sex with Mike Tyson? Therein lies the reasonable doubt, no doubt about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Jake Paul, Haseem Rahman was scheduled for last night. Haseem Rahman pulled some ghetto crap, man. Some ghetto stuff. He got out that fight, but the bottom line is Jake Paul's paying the entire undercard. More power to Jake Paul. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God bless America, Pedro. Sports my right. Hey, baby.
The wire-haired wonder who we so firmly kicked in the teeth a little while ago, Don King. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Hey, listen, we don't have favorites here. You know, we don't. Like I say, you know, Don King deserved getting kicked in the teeth. We kicked him in the teeth. If he deserved to be patted on the back, we'll pat him on the back. Rarely has he been patted on the back of late. Bottom line is Don needs to step up. He's 90 years old. Why go out with a bad... I mean, come on, man. That's not the way to go out. And these cards that he's put on have been... How can I put this? Not representative of the world's greatest promoter. In fact, I sent to his daughter, Debbie, a big, long, scathing email about 6 or 7, maybe 4 or 5 months ago when they put a card on television. I thought it was horrible. I mean, the bottom line is... The world's greatest promoter putting garbage on TV. Why even get involved? Just don't do it. Straight up, I mentioned the fact that Jake Paul, of course, paid his entire undercard, including Amanda Serrano and everybody else, as far as the August 6th fight that was canceled at the Garden in New York City. The reason why it was canceled is that Haseem Rahman Jr., the son of former world heavyweight champion Haseem Rahman Sr., who, of course, had knocked out Lennox Lewis in South Africa when Lennox went into that fight unprepared. Lennox was training with George Clooney and those guys in Las Vegas, Ocean's 11, making some type of movie, this and that. But he went to South Africa, fought Rahman, got knocked out, came back and beat Rahman in the rematch. Anyway, Jake Paul and Haseem Rahman Jr. were supposed to hook it up. Rahman, his senior, Jr. was like 16-1 and not a big heavyweight. So anyway, the word was, the contract was he had to come down to 200 pounds. Now, Jake Paul usually fights 180 pounds, so they were coming down to 200 pounds. So he weighed 216 when they started training 4 or 5 weeks ago, and 4 or 5 weeks later, he weighed 1 pound less. I mean, you can lose 1 pound going to the bathroom, the front ways, number one, not number two. Number two, you lose even more weight. But the bottom is you can lose some weight, okay, just going to the bathroom. But he lost a pound training hard for 5 weeks. So what he was going to do was, Haseem Rahman, what the plan was, he was going to have a decided size and weight advantage over Jake Paul. He was going to make sure, I'm not going to make the weight. These people are going to be screwed. I'll go to the fight. I'll be 215 pounds. What are they going to do? Are they going to say no? Are they going to cancel the fight card? It's like sold 13, 14,000 seats. How can they do it? They can't do it without me. Guess what? They did it without you. They canceled it. They canceled with, forget your sorry ass, okay? First of all, you restructured the contract. I think you got Greg Cohn or somebody to go to represent you after you said you weren't represented, this and that. But the bottom line is, of course, you got an initial contract was going to get you six figures, and then you wanted to triple that in your renegotiations. And, of course, you wanted the weight to move up from 200 pounds to 205 pounds. And then you sort of indicated you were going to have problems making 205 pounds. But the bottom line is, Haseem Rahman pulled that old ghetto, and I want to use another word, but that old ghetto spit. When I say spit on the show, you know I mean H. But the bottom line is, he pulled that old ghetto spit and tried to hustle Tony Holden and Jake Paul. You need me. You need me. Well, guess what, pal? We don't need you. The insurance company is probably going to have to pay off on the cancellation and postponement. I don't know who insured that, but whoever did, look out. They'll take a hit this time. But insurance companies in boxing don't take a hit that often. There ain't too many cancellations, okay? So anyway, if you bought cancellation insurance, and I'm sure they did, they're going to get some of their money back. Anyway, Jake Paul is talking about coming back. He's looking for another opponent. We'll see what's happening as far as that's concerned. But he paid the entire undercard. He paid everybody. I mean, Kenny Rainford said it a little bit earlier, not even our good buddy Larry Holmes paid anybody on the undercard. No heavyweight champion, no boxer I can ever remember gave a spit about anybody on the undercard. They were just filling up time until I got on stage. That's all. They were just filling players until I got on stage. But here, Jake Paul gives money to the undercard. I think he last with that first fight card, didn't he give them like $1 million, told them to split up $1 million on the undercard, and there was like 8 or 10 fighters there, so splitting up $1 million, 8 or 10 guys, if it went evenly, that'd be $100,000 each. Holy cow, these guys never made $100,000 in their life. Some of them. Okay? Like Amanda Nunes, she never made more than $20,000. She fought under that Jake Paul undercard. She made $250,000. The next time she fought on the Irish girl, of course, she got a job against Laurie Taylor, whatever her name is, the girl from Ireland. Anyway, bottom line is she made $250,000. Then she moved up and made $750,000 to $1 million for the lightweight title fight. So at the end of the day, working with Jake Paul has been very beneficial to Amanda Serrano and everybody underneath Jake Paul. So you're going to give Jake Paul all kinds of credit, no doubt about it. As far as his future is concerned, listen, I'm not trying to say the guy will be world heavyweight champion and this kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't think he's trying to say he will become world heavyweight champion either. But the bottom line is he's entertaining, he sells tickets, and he can fight a little bit. He knows the basics. 1-2-3, he knows the 1-2-3s. He's got fairly good defense. In other words, he's sort of tight on the defense. You gotta give him some props. He's not just a YouTube fighter anymore. I think he's got a little bit better than being sort of just a YouTube fighter. Anyway, upcoming next week, of course, the boxing schedule. Let's talk about it in depth. The return of the takeover. Is it really? Teofimo Lopez is coming back. And, of course, Teofimo Lopez at one point in time was the world lightweight champion. I mean, he was like, after he beat Vasyl Lomachenko, we thought that like he was the next boxing guy at 135. We thought he was going to be like lightweight champion for a long time. Then he runs into 20-1 underdog George Kambosos and gets lit up like a White House Christmas tree. He just did. I mean, he got knocked down in the first round. Things just weren't good for Teofimo that whole time. Said he had health woes and all kinds of different excuses after that. Bottom line is, you know, you got your ass whipped. You just did. You got your ass whipped, okay? And, of course, Kambosos goes down there and goes to Australia, signs a 2-fight deal to fight Devin Haney, goes through the first fight. Never once in this entire 36 minutes of battle did he put his ass on the line. He never did it. George Kambosos never committed himself to where, you know what, I'm going to get so reckless here and gamble that I got a chance of winning. Instead, he was saying, you know, I know if I go the 12-round distance, then I'm going to get a rematch because it's already signed. So I just go 12 rounds and not get hurt, fight like Danny Garcia, not get hurt, go 12 rounds, and then have the rematch in October. Now, for you Australians down there, I know you guys are a bit starved on boxing talent since Jeff Fenneca left and things like that. But the bottom line is, I understand at one point in time, he was a star. I'm talking about Kambosos. He did beat Teofimo Lopez, but he failed so miserably, and he shamed his country. I mean, he just did. He shamed his entire country. I mean, how can you guys still get behind him? You tell me you're going to sell out an arena in Melbourne, Australia, October and mid-October for this rematch with Devin Haney? You got to be kidding me. Who's going to show up? Kambosos' family? Why would anybody else show up thinking he has anything other any more of a chance than he had the first time around? If he wasn't able to even hit the guy the first time around, how in the hell is he supposed to beat him the second time around? Huh? It ain't going to happen. Slim and none, like Don King says, and Slim left town. I'm telling you, I'm not the biggest Devin Haney fan in the world, but I hope to God that Devin Haney goes down there and smokes Kambosos like a cheap blunt. Just smokes him, gets rid of him, puts up an unsuspecting knockout, this thing, just goes for it. I don't think Kambosos has got anything. Just go for it. I mean, Kambosos, think about this. only had one way to go, a jab, a right hand, and a left hook. That's what he threw. But when you're throwing it from 4 feet away, who are you going to hit? Nobody. He didn't have the balls. Kambosos didn't have the intestinal fortitude to step in against a guy that can't punch. So if he didn't have the nuts to step in against a guy that can't punch in Haney, he ain't going to do it the second time around. He's going to fail miserably, even more miserably the second time around. In fact, I think this is a waste of boxing time. It just is. World Lightweight Championship has to go down to Australia, defend against this guy once again. And I'm not saying he's a bum, but he's pretty close to it. I'm talking about George Campbell. He is pretty close to it. That journeyman-like style that he showed, or the journeyman-like abilities that he showed against Haney, I mean, you know, I saw him beat Selby and people like that from the UK, and, you know, they were like B fighters. Teofimo was the A fighter that he beat. Now, maybe Teofimo, maybe all those injuries he had, that lung issues, and Bob Arum said he was almost dead in the ring and all kinds of other stuff. So maybe there's some merit to that. Maybe there's some merit to that, the fact that he had to come down to 135 pounds, and it basically killed him. Now he's fighting at 140. Of course, he fights next week against a guy named Pedro Campa. They keep changing his name. Pedro Campa, Carlos Campa, bottom line is they should be calling him Stiff, because that's what he is, a stiff. I mean, I'm looking at his record here. Where is it now? He's only lost one fight. 34-1-1, 23 KOs. He's 30 years old. He's been stopped one time. I'm going to try to tell you this way. This looks like a mismatch on paper. It just looks like a mismatch on paper. You know, like those people last night, Oscar De La Hoya's people were so desperate to have a guy they could put an O up against. In other words, they wanted this guy McKinson because he had an O. See, it looks good on your record when you beat a guy that has an O. But when he's 22-0 with two knockouts, and the only guy who's ever knocked out was me and Anthony, you got a problem. You lack power. You can't punch your way out of a paper bag. In other words, that fight last night, as I said, the best thing that McKinson brought to the dance was a headbutt. And I would have disqualified him. I thought he fought dirty the whole time. Whether he was doing it intentionally or not, he was coming forward with his head over his hands, man. And I know, you know, somebody say, yeah, well, Virgil was smart. He did the peekaboo style to cover up for the cuts and this and the cover up for the butts. And yeah, he fought a smart fight, Virgil Ortiz, at that point in time. And I give him all kinds of credit. No doubt about that. 19-0, 19 knockouts, stopping in the ninth round with a couple of knockdowns. But at the end of the day, I just don't think you need to fight junk fighters like that, because junk fighters can end up making your fighter can hurt him. I mean, suppose that cut was so bad that his career was in jeopardy. And yes, you get cuts that bad. In other words, cuts that won't heal in 6 or 8 months. Then you go back and you fight again and the cut opens up one more time. Bottom line is Virgil Ortiz. They stitched it up last night. He's looking pretty good. He should be ready to go before the end of the year. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. And our next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I'll take you back in time. We'll take a look at the then world lightweight champion, Roberto Manos Pietra, Hands of Stone Duran. Next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 855-326-7440. 855-326-7440. 855-326-7440. That's 855-326-7440.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Roberto, that was a pretty rugged fight you had last night. How do you feel?
Dice que es una buena pelea que hiciste anoche. ¿Cómo te sientes?
Bueno, me siento muy contento. No me siento estropeado como se debe de sentir Bucana.
He said he feels very proud of being the champ. He said he's also glad that he's not beaten, you know, his body physically. And he knows that probably Buchanan is, but it's just part of the game.
Well, you know, you were going up against a pretty good champion, but you predicted that you would win in 9 rounds, and it took you 13. What happened?
Dice que tú peleaste con un buen campeón, y que tú dijiste que lo iba a noquear en 9, y lo noqueaste en 13. ¿Qué pasó?
Bueno, no lo pude noquear porque no presentó pelea en ningún asalto, y se la pasó, fue huyendo, por eso fue que no lo pude noquear.
He said that Buchanan did most of the running. He didn't present no fight. You know, he had seen Buchanan fight before, and he's, you know, rugged with the other guys, and he felt that eventually he'll do with him, and he didn't. And that's why he didn't knock him out, you know, earlier.
I believe there's talk now of a rematch later on. How do you think you're going to make out there?
Dice que si hay una revancha, ¿cuál es tu opinión respecto a la revancha?
Bueno, que en la revancha lo voy a poner a dormir más rápido esta vez.
He said, in a return match, I'll make him sleep faster.
Looking back on the fight, Roberto, what was the quality? What do you think it was that made you win?
Dice que, ¿qué fue lo que te hizo a ti ganar la pelea anoche?
El corazón. Esto fue lo que me hizo ganar la pelea.
Dice, it's hard. Very much so.
Y los puños. It's hard. Mientras dan esto, hay esto.
He said, as long as he can use his hand, he will always eat. So his hand and his heart made him win last night.
Bueno, que yo le doy, estoy un poquito nervioso, y que yo anoche peleé para todos los latinos, porque ese título es de nosotros, los latinos. Estoy muy agradecido al señor Teddy Brenner por haber firmado a Bucana. No sé cómo agradecerle. Thank you.
June 1972, Roberto Duran had just relieved Ken Buchanan of the World Lightweight Championship. Buchanan saying it was a low blow, he got hit below the belt. But the bottom line is, I said to Buchanan, he was bitching about this at the International Boxing Hall of Fame. And I, you know, for one, I was up there 1 year and I heard Buchanan bitching about this, blah, 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 blah. So the second year when I heard him bitching about it, I said to myself, you know what, let me call you out on this. I said, Ken, he goes, yeah. I said, you think Duran fouled you and took the title? You saw the picture? That's what he said to me. I said, well, how many rounds did you win before Duran low-blowed you? He couldn't answer the question because I don't think he won a round. I don't think he won a single round. Straight up, Kenny began, of course, the former lightweight champion, never won another piece of Roberto Duran in my mind. And, of course, Roberto Duran considered the greatest lightweight of all time, his eventual record, 103 wins, 16 losses, of course, went from 1968 to 2001. And now as we look back at the career of Roberto Duran, of course, this is a documentary per se, we look back at the career of the man with the hands of stone, we say to ourselves, how lucky we were to watch such a great fighter.
I have in my office
a picture of Ray Arcel handling Benny Leonard. And on the bottom is a picture of Ray Arcel handling Roberto Duran, 60 years apart. Here's a man who trained the two greatest lightweights in the history of the ring.
Fight fans love a puncher. Fight fans love somebody who has that jungle intensity, the Dempsey, the Duran.
Duran was fighting a guy that I knew named Benny Huertas, who came from the Gramercy Gym on 14th Street. He was a good, very technical fighter. Duran destroyed him. And I said, holy God, look, who is this guy? And we soon found out he was the greatest lightweight of, maybe of the century.
Within the year, he's fighting Ken Buchanan, the lightweight championship. Buchanan's a cutie. Buchanan is a good technician. Didn't matter. Didn't matter. Duran took him apart. By the 13th round, a battered Buchanan had to spit out his mouthpiece many rounds earlier in order to breathe. And Duran just lets go with one right to the cojones. And Johnny Lebianco, the referee who hadn't seen anything, the low blow or anything, he's just, you know, waving it off. Meanwhile, here's Buchanan in agony.
At 135 pounds, he was as good as it's ever been. He was, you know, and he just got better with every fight. He was a brilliant defensive fighter. People never think of him as that. But it was very hard to hit him. He could punch, he was tough.
If you ever saw Roberto Duran fight, you never forgot it. Because he was a different act. He was like a thunderstorm coming across the ring at you. I don't know of any other fighter who was quite that wild in the ring. And yet he was in control of himself as a boxer.
This was a man, is still the hero of the Latino boxing fan. Didn't matter, he's Panamanian, the Mexican, and Puerto Rican. It's Roberto Duran.
As a lightweight, I think he was unbeatable as a lightweight. Although he had his greatest fight, oddly enough, as a welterweight. Won that first shot with Sugar Ray Leonard.
It was just amazing because it rained like crazy and people put the garbage bags on top of their head and oh, it was torrential. And then Duran walked out and it stopped raining and of course the fight was legendary.
There were several of us at ringside waiting for the fighters to come in the ring and Joe Frazier happened to be sitting with us. And Duran comes in and he's snarling and sneering and looking. And we said to Joe Frazier, Joe, who does that remind you of? Because Frazier was similar to that, not quite as wild, but similar. And Joe took the question very seriously, and he looked, and he's looking at Duran, and he goes on from like 30 to 40 seconds, and finally he says, yeah, he reminds me of somebody, Charles Manson.
And Duran staring at Leonard.
He was Roberto Duran against the undefeated, ever popular, Ray Leonard. Beats him from pillar to post. Second round drives him across the ring, gives him a whooping.
He came out like a man who was not going to lose, and you saw it in him. He was ferocious. He was clever. He almost bullied Sugar Ray Leonard, and he just had great glee in beating him.
Leonard, of course, was a pretty boy. And a lot of critics said, oh, when he's in a real tough fight, he'll fold. He's got no heart. He's too pretty. And Leonard went out that night to show the world that he could fight Duran on his terms. And it was an incredible 15 rounds. No knockdowns. I don't think there was any blood. But it was magnificent. And both men, the height of their skills, and they put on a tremendous fight.
He allowed Duran to dictate the moment. Because Duran knew you couldn't win a boxing match against Ray Leonard, but you could win a fight. Well, Leonard got sucked into that, and pretty soon it went from a boxing match to a fight. Yet even at that, if you watch it, it was a lot closer fight than people think. He lost, and it was a crushing blow to him. He couldn't conceive of such a thing.
It's devastating for any undefeated fighter
to kind of put things back in perspective, to get back to who he is and who he was, because he has to deal with losing. And very few fighters can come back from that loss, from that devastation.
Wow. Sugar Ray Leonard, Ray Charles Leonard, of course, the namesake of Ray Charles, the singer, talking about that lone loss, that first loss to Roberto Duran back June 20th, 1980, Montreal. Of course, it was raining before Duran came out. Then the rain stopped. And, of course, they went and engaged in some of the best 15 rounds of boxing. I mean, good Lord, any of those, some of those rounds that Ray Leonard lost, they were just incredible rounds. I mean, Duran just did a little bit more. I mean, every time that Ray sort of like wanted to answer back with something, Duran was like, no, I'm not letting you do this. And he didn't let him take the flow back. At the end of the day, Ray Leonard lost a unanimous decision. I thought he lost going away, but the bottom line is the point scores were real close. Of course, Leonard would come back in the rematch and get a 24-foot square ring, which is the equivalent of a backyard. Like, you know, theoretically, 24-foot square ring. The biggest ring they use nowadays is 20-foot. So it was a 24-foot square ring. Duran wasn't in good shape. You know, Duran walked around the ring. He was saying, I got tired of this crap. No moss, whatever went down in the eighth round, he decided he had enough. Of course, that was the tarnishing of Roberto Duran's career. But he came back after that. He beat Davey Moore for the junior middleweight championship back in 1983. He was a decided underdog for that. Then he went 15 rounds with then world middleweight champion Marvin Hagler. Nobody had done that. He was beating Hagler on points after 12 rounds. Had that been a 12-round fight, Roberto Duran might have pulled off the biggest upset of all time. I mean, I'm going to tell you how scared we were for Duran going into that Hagler fight. I know we weren't in tears or anything like that, but those of us that were like back in Duran were like freaking out. I mean, come on, you saw what Tommy, you don't need to look at Marvin Hagler and know that he isn't going to like destroy you, especially if you're 135 pounds and moving up to 160 pounds. Come on, man. Anyway, Hagler had way too much respect for Roberto Duran, and he was getting beat. Bottom line is Duran was popping him up at the end of 12, at the end of 15 rounds. When you looked at the two of them, you said, two of these guys fought each other, but only one of them looks like they've been in a fight, and that was Marvin Hagler. Hagler was all busted up. Of course, Hagler in his poor corner lost that last fight against Sugar Ray Leonard when he retired April 7th, 1987, I believe. Of course, that 12-round decision, he lost at 115, 113, or 7-5 in rounds, and he wondered why he lost. I mean, Marvin was still screaming. If he was still alive today, he'd still be bitching that he won that fight. I mean, he told me when he was in Mexico City, when I saw him in Malaga, Spain, when I saw him in Italy, anywhere I saw him around the world. I think we saw him in Montreal one time. Bottom line is, anytime Marvin was available and we talked that fight, I won. Yeah, one judge thought you won. Lou Filippo, a former professional boxer, may he rest in peace. He was a referee and a judge out of LA. We went around the world together many, many times. China, Europe, Asia, Indonesia, you name it. We've been places together. I talk about me and Lou. And we would always talk about that fight, the scoring of that fight. Of course, he had it 7-5 in rounds for Hagler. I had it 7-5 in rounds for Leonard. And the reason why I had it 7-5 in rounds for Leonard is because Ray won 7 rounds. I mean, it's a 12-round fight. This is simple math. Do the math, right? Hagler gives away the first 4 rounds without a doubt. Maybe the first 5. But he gives away the first 4 rounds. He goes out there, he's going to box with Ray Leonard. Going to box with Ray Leonard. Why would you want to try to box with Ray Leonard? You're the bigger, stronger guy. He tried to box with Roberto Duran. There was something up. There was a psychological block as far as Marvin Hagler was concerned. And he had issues. I mean, he should have went out there and kicked Roberto Duran's ass. That's what he should have did. He was respecting Roberto Duran. And by the second round, he was getting popped with that right hand. And then he had too much respect for Duran. And then when he goes out to fight Ray Leonard, he gives away four of the first 5 rounds. And he wonders why he loses a 12-round decision. Let me explain the math to you. You lose 4, you're down 4 zip, right? You only got to win 3 more rounds from the 5th round to the 12th round to win a decision 7-5 in rounds. 6-6, that's a draw. This fight wasn't 6-6. It was a 7-5 round. It was probably the most clearest 7-5 round decisions I've ever seen in my life. But Lou went to his grave arguing that Hagler won. I'll go to my grave thinking that Leonard won. But the bottom line is Marvin Hagler thought he was shorted that night. I don't think he was shorted. I mean, he was getting outboxed. And what did his corner tell him? Goody and Pat Petronelli, of course, what was it? Pat Petronelli, famous for 2 things, being Marvin Hagler's trainer and the worst toupee in boxing outside of Dave Wolf. Anyway, but the bottom line is they kept telling him, keep doing what you're doing, Marv. Keep doing what you're doing, Marv. Keep doing. Well, you're losing.
You don't tell them, if your guy's getting out boxing and out pointing, you don't tell him to keep doing what you're doing. You tell him, step on the gas and kick some ass. But of course, that wasn't the Piccinelli brothers. They were good guys that stuck with Marvin from the beginning to the end. They were loyal to him. But at the end, I thought they sort of shortchanged him on the talent level. Straight up, I think he needed a better corner. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power to the break.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Are you nuts?
I want to listen to the tune, but the bottom line is ain't got much time left. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I won't mention too much MMA this week because the bottom line is I'm not a big Dana White fan, and we don't have that many UFC fans anymore. We used to have a bunch of them, but the bottom line, it seems like the fervor with the UFC is starting to wane in the minds of somebody. Anyway, the bottom line is Amanda Nunes, of course, won the Bantamweight Championship again last week. She regained it after submitting in the second round to Julian Penna in their first fight. She beat Penna like a rag doll for 5 rounds. It was the most brutal one-sided beating I've ever seen in women's combat sports. And the bottom line is, yikes, that fight should have been stopped. But it was what it was. Speaking of women's sports, last night WBC and WBA
as well as Ring Magazine Flyweight's 112-pound champion Marlon Esparza, now 13-1, 1 KO, 13-1, 1 KO from Houston, Texas. She's got half the KOs that McKinson had. Anyway, from Houston, Texas, kept her belts with an entertaining back-and-forth battle with Eva Guzman from Venezuela over 10 rounds. The scores were 98-92 twice and 99-91. Bottom line is, Esparza is about as entertaining as watching paint dry on a wall. She just isn't. And if she wants to hook it up with CNS's Estrada again, let's do that. But the bottom line is, she is the most unentertaining woman boxer I've seen in a long, long time. So please, don't ever put her back on television. She makes me want to see Clarissa Shields fight. And speaking of Clarissa Shields, of course, she's going to go on September the 10th. ESPN Plus will televise this from the UK. I'm talking about Clarissa Shields versus Savannah Marshall for the Undisputed Female Middleweight Championship. And I think this is going to be a barn burner because I think Clarissa Shields is going to get beat here. I'm not a big Clarissa Shields fan. Wink, wink. But the bottom line is, I think her mouth is going to get silenced on this one. So good luck on that one. As far as the upcoming fight scores, September the 4th, Fox pay-per-view, Auntie Louise, a.k.a. Andy Ruiz, coming back against Luis Ortiz. Ortiz is like 95 going on 100. He's older than Don King. August 27th, Richard Comey, former lightweight challenger, and Jose Pedraza on ESPN. August 27th. And the 20th, of course, Adrian Broner, the problem, taking on Omar Figueroa. That will be a hell of a bout. I think that's going to be on Showtime Championship Boxing. Straight up, you've been listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, produced by the great Anthony Sandoval. We thank him so much for his participation. Of course, we thank you so much for tuning in. This is the longest running fight show in history. All these other shows say they've been on a long time. They're all bluffing. I am the man, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, Pedro Fernandez, signing off until next week, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.